To the Operations Management Infrastructure and Security Working Group meeting. I'd like to point out the word working in the title of this session. We really want to have a discussion in this meeting. If you have a question or want to make a point, please interrupt us. We'd rather be interrupted than speak, actually. Please go to the microphones just so everybody can hear you if you want to discuss something. First, I'm just going to quickly go over the agenda in case there are other people who have things they want to add. I had sent out a message to the mailing list earlier soliciting lightning talks. I do not have anybody who's contacted me in advance about that. So if anybody wants to speak at the end, can you raise your hand? No. Ah, yes, okay, one. All right, yeah, you don't have to have an organized presentation or anything, just telling people what you're working on that's relevant. The first part of this meeting is a presentation and discussion from the group who are going to be working on the Genie Meta Operations Center. Our general goal for this meeting today is to try to focus on what it means when we say we're going to have prototypes running in 6 to 12 months. What do we actually have to do that integration and engineering and get the people who are doing the real work to start telling you about what they're doing and what they need for help to make that happen. The second part of the meeting is a discussion of the security architecture. And unfortunately, the principal investigator who was going to do that presentation called in sick and wasn't able to get on the plane to come out here. So we'll talk a little bit about the security architecture, but the details that he was going to do are going to have to wait for him to do it on the mailing list and in phone calls with all of you guys. And then we have a presentation from Pierre Tycho from Langston University, who's working on a small study of how Genie can be used at four-year colleges. And the operations part of OMIS is especially interested in that for two reasons. One, because we expect to find a lot of users who are interested in connecting to Genie at those places. And two, because in the long range, we're thinking about the possibilities of having operations be a shared function and being able to support people who want to contribute to Genie operations and infrastructure ways for that to be possible for them to do it. In the short run, we have 29 projects that need to talk to each other, and they need to figure out how to know when prototypes are coming up live and what's on the network and pretty practical things like that, which is going to fall into the Genie Meta Operations Center and anybody else who volunteers to get involved in operations in the first few months, which right now just means me and Mike, but I'm hoping there'll be some others in the room. So Pierre will give us a little bit longer term idea of where we're going for that. Ketley Jean-Pierre, who was my intern on the GPO this summer, did some preliminary work in security policies and in how people who are joining Genie, who aren't necessarily, you know, network researchers with 20 years experience, are going to be able to easily work on the infrastructure, comply with the security policies, and put the right tools in place to make sure that the things they want to hook up to Genie are going to be able to do that safely and usefully for the rest of the community. The moment that you've all probably been waiting for, not to say anything to disparage the other presentations, but Mike is going to give us all the secrets for how the magical Ethernet Layer 2 VLAN connections are going to work. And just before he stands up, we don't really know. we're working on the early days of integrating that with all the regionals and all the projects and the two backbones that we have and maybe some other connections that are going to show up during the year. So we'll give you an idea of what our best guess is now and hear complaints and comments and suggestions for improvement. And then we'll be keeping people updated on the wiki and the mailing list after this in-person meeting. And then finally, we have time reserved for lightning talks and more discussion. So Are there any suggestions for changes or other things you want to talk about here, or other things you were expecting from the meeting? Okay, well then we'll go ahead with Jean-Paul.
Hey, it works. All right, good morning, everybody. I'm Jean-Paul Herron. I work at the Global NOC at Indiana University. I'm here with a couple of other people from the Global NOC, Luke Fowler and Chris Small, both of which will be involved in this effort. So just a little bit of background on the Global NOC. We began in 1998 as the Abilene NOC. This is when Internet 2 first came out with the Abilene network. We were chosen as the NOC for that. I think at that point it was something like three network engineers and a handful of people answering the phones. In the 10 years since, obviously, things have changed quite a bit. Internet 2 has grown, and we've started working on some other projects too. At this point, the Global NOC is split into three different groups. The first is the people that answer the phones and monitor all the networks and that kind of thing. On a 24/7 basis, there's 20-some staff that work there. We call that the service desk. And then there are two different engineering groups. One is a group of about 16 network engineers that handle everything for all of our networks, everything from basic network troubleshooting all the way up to design and planning, helping to plan new services and things like that for the networks. And then the last group, the one that's most relevant here for Genie, is the Systems Engineering and Tool Development team. This is a team led by Luke of about 10 engineers. They do a few different things for us. So what they do, the main thing they do is develop and support the tool set that we use to run all of our networks. It's become a pretty extensive set of tools that we need, and they're in charge of developing new features or supporting the existing stuff there. They're also in charge of managing the systems that we use to manage all those networks, all of the login machines, the data collection machines, all of that kind of thing. And then last, they actually provide operational support for the research platforms, especially on Internet 2 and NLR, so things like Internet 2, the Observatory Project, and NLR View on NLR. So here's the page of all of the projects that we support today. Roughly today. You'll all appreciate it. I'm not going to go over all of them, but I did want to pull out just a few of them to talk about since they have some relevancy here. First, obviously, we are the Internet 2 NOC. We support the IP network for Internet 2 that supports the R&E service as well as the commercial peering service on Internet 2. And we support the network of Siennas. That Internet 2 has DCN runs on top of. In addition to that, Level 3 is actually in charge of running Internet 2's Layer 1 wave network, but we coordinate with them on that. For NLR, we run the FrameNet and PacketNet networks. So these are the FrameNet is the Ethernet network, and PacketNet is the IP network in the NLR terminology. So for instance, the VLANs that are going to be used for Genie are going to ride over FrameNet and will be involved there. And then the last one I wanted to bring up is Hopi, which actually doesn't exist anymore. But I left it up here because this was actually, Hopi was a test bed that Internet 2 ran to look into how you might run a hybrid optical packet network. And that was really our first experience looking at how might you provide operations for a network that you don't also run the provisioning and control plane for? So we had other groups doing provisioning of things over Hopi in a dynamic way, and we were in charge of still keeping the basic infrastructure running in that scenario. So that's enough about us. So what's the idea behind the Genie Meta Operations Center, other than what I think is a really cool logo? So the goal, we really see the goal is helping to develop all of the processes, formats, protocols, and tools we need early on so that we can better understand what operations means in this Genie context, and we can investigate how to look into sharing operational data among all of the Genie pieces and what basic functions you might need on a Genie-wide basis. So where's Meta come from? Well, obviously there are lots of people involved in Genie that are going to be operating hardware, and that's not us. You know, we aren't the people that are going to be running the components or anything like that. We aren't intending to change that. But what we are interested in is what kinds of data exchange you might want once you start connecting all these things that already have operations elements to them. Once you start connecting them together, what kinds of things on a Genie system-wide basis might you want to look at? Might you want to exchange among all of those projects? So for Spiral 1, here are the things that we're looking for. First, we're interested in working with all of the clusters to define an operational data set. So what is the set of data that's useful to gather from all of the Genie clusters to share amongst them? Second, in addition to figuring out what data is useful to collect, we might want to know what format is good to collect it in. You know, we don't want to reinvent the wheel here, obviously, and there's lots of different work already going on in Genie on formats for resources and things along those lines, and we may be able to piggyback on some of that or on some other projects that are going on, like PerfSonar. But we need to look through all of the formats that might be useful for sharing this kind of data and either pick one or pick a combination or pick a combination that needs to be modified in some way. And then third, once you're getting the data, once you've decided what data you want to get, how to get it, we want to start looking at what are some real basic early functions that might be useful to provide on a Genie-wide scale. And I'll talk more about the two that we're on the hook to provide in more detail later. So today's talk, I'm gonna flip around those three that I just mentioned and start by talking about the functions. The reason I'm gonna do that is knowing what, in the Spiral 1 context, knowing what functions that we're on the hook to provide will help inform what kind of data we're gonna need to collect to do that. Then I'm going to talk about some of our ideas about that data set and what we're the kinds of things that we're looking to gather. And then the thing that I'm not going to talk about, which is the format question. Just don't have enough time to talk about, you know, the functions that we're looking to provide, the data that we need to collect to provide that, and the formats all in this half hour. So. There will be plenty of time to talk about that later, and it needs a fair amount of discussion and research, but we just don't have time now. So here's our basic architecture, much less detailed than a lot of other ones, a lot more subject to change maybe. This shows a couple of aggregates or clearinghouses or something among the clusters that would be sharing the operational data. This is what we call the exchanger. This is just whatever it is that's providing the function of receiving the data that's being shared and sending it back out again. I said I wasn't going to talk about formats, but I guess I am. This box is the translator, so if there's something out there that is capable of sharing data, either a Genie or maybe even a non-Genie piece of network that's part of that's interesting from a Genie perspective, that's interconnected in some way. If there's something out there that has useful operational data, but just doesn't have the capability to share it in whatever format we decide is a good format to share it in, we may have something there that would reformat it in such a way so that we could put it in Genie language. a repository. Obviously, you need some place to store the data, but we also aren't here to say that we need a yet another repository for data. This is more of a function than an actual device here. You could imagine that all this operational data ends up being stored in repositories that are already going to exist for everything else the clusters are doing out in the clusters. But the data does need some place or places to be stored. And then last, the operations. So, you know, the functions that I'm going to talk about here in a minute, the entity that's providing those functions would be a consumer of this data that we're collecting and storing. Maybe one of many, that remains to be seen. So the functions that we're looking to provide in Spiral 1. First, what I'm calling an operational data view. This is having some set of things that lets somebody get a view of the health of Genie system-wide. So what's up and what's down, not just in a particular aggregate, not just in a particular cluster, but all across Genie. The audience for that, this would be something that you'd want to target both to us, those of us building and running all this stuff, and to external people, either research users or other interested parties that might just want to see what's actually going on Genie, generally speaking, right now. In addition, if we're going to collect and store all that data, we'd like to provide an interface to that data for researchers who are interested in looking at it. You know, in our experience, in areas like the observatory, having operational data is something that's of keen interest to the research community. And I think getting access to the data about Genie would be no different. So you could imagine either a researcher wanting to say, give me all of the operational data while I was running my experiment. Could also imagine a researcher who doesn't run another experiment and just wants the data that is their experiment. So this is, we'd like to provide some sort of interface, either programmatic or probably programmatic and web-based, kind of user-centric into that data. The other function, emergency stop. This isn't something that should sound all that strange to people. It's been mentioned frequently and often in the Genie context. So how do you go about finding a slice that's out of control for one reason or another? Either, you know, as something is connected to external networks, you could get a report of abuse. You could get somebody doing something not appropriate on their slice, either intentionally or unintentionally. You could imagine a slice that's doing something that's actually impacting others unexpectedly. So how do we go about finding those slices that are out of bounds? And then what do we do to shut them down? Shutting them down is probably some sort of combination of direct shutdown isolation ability and then just some indirect deprovisioning types of requests. So you could imagine if you notice something like this, it could trigger something like turning off the backbone VLAN on FrameNet for that particular slice. Could trigger that, and something that would go out to the clearinghouse to say, or to whoever it is, to say, this slice has been behaving bad for some reason. We've cut it off. Can you please deprovision it? How that exactly works is obviously to be determined, and depends a lot on input from the clusters. All right. So if those are our functions that we're on the hook to provide, what's the data that we're looking to gather from folks to get there? First of all, just a note about our approach. It's important to mention here that this is a collaborative thing. We're not here to say that please give us this 55 different things. We expect it by tomorrow. We're actually looking to get input and feedback from all of the clusters here to get us going in the right direction. What's the data that is easy for you to provide? What's the data that's useful for you to be maybe a consumer of from others, and we can go from there. We also anticipate that every project is going to be a little different. Some projects are going to be really interested in sharing lots of data about themselves, and it'll be easy for them to share lots of data, and some projects it won't be there, and that's okay. Not everybody has to be sharing the exact same set of things. So the two main areas that we're looking to gather data about, one is the data about components and aggregates and how they're all interconnected, and two is access to the information that says what slivers and slices are running on these components and aggregates and how are they interconnected. So the use case here might be emergency shutdown. So if I find out slice A needs to be shut down for whatever reason, how do I know which aggregate or which clearinghouse to talk to about that, to make that happen, which VLAN to shut down, that question. So a researcher might come to us and say, I ran an experiment on a slice last week. Can you show me the parts of Genie that were involved in that and how they were running during my experiment? So we need all that data to give them that. So given that, here's a list of some of the kinds of data that we think will be useful to gather. I'll go over each one of these things. In the last slide, it was called system-wide view. This one is topology. It's the same thing. By this, it's kind of a loaded term, but we do need to know, have an understanding of the end-to-end structure in such a way that we could, from a Genie-wide perspective, Genie-wide operational perspective, look at it. To display what's there and how is it all interconnected. For instance, if we want to understand the overall health of Genie, we may want to look at the perspective of the health of all of the components and how they're all interconnected. You may imagine some sort of map that would show lots of red and green lines and boxes. We need to know how they're all interconnected. You may also want to look at things from a slice perspective, from a slice eye view. What's the health of their piece? And to understand that, we need to know the topology of everything that they're writing on. Next, no big surprise, no shock here, I hope. We're looking to get some sort of operational status information about components, aggregates, maybe slivers and slices. Some of our ideas aren't exactly earth-shattering here, either about which states you might have, up, down, and maybe impaired. There may be others. We'll know more after we talk to you guys more and get into this in more detail, but you know, those are the obvious ones, and we like to start with the obvious things. You know, just knowing something is impaired doesn't really tell you much. It's important, I think, for us to include additional specific information other than just up, down, and impaired. And it's also important for that additional specific information to be up to the people reporting it, the people that are collecting this data, the people that are actually running all these components and pieces, know what kind of information they want to share and how to share it. So I think it's a good idea to have some sort of unstructured form here to allow detailed information to go along with the state information about a given thing, whether that's a component or a sliver or aggregate or whatever. For instance, you might have a component that's impaired. You want to know how. It's impaired in this way, and that's useful information, obviously. So you have a link that's down, you might want to know, include information about why. And last, we don't think it's a good idea to dictate what up, down, and impaired means for every device to everybody, obviously. But it is a good idea to have some sort of basic guidelines so that things are common. So if you have two components run by two different people of the same type, and they're both running in the same actual state, you would like them to both be reporting the same state in this format here, so that the state actually means something. Another shocking thing, so utilization data. We're looking to gather utilization data from all the components, slices, backbones, et cetera. Especially, there are some things that are common, either common or approaching universal. I don't know yet. We'll know after we talk some more to people. But things like link utilization, CPU utilization, memory, all these kinds of things are going to be very common among all of the different kinds of things that are going to be within Genie, all the different types of components. These are the kinds of things that would be useful to put together in, say, a weather map view of Genie. And so we're interested in gathering those and figuring out which ones are common and how common they are. You know, is there something that's universal? You know, are there just things that are almost universal and some things that are far from universal? So for the things that are specific, there are utilization information that we like to gather that are specific to certain types of components. So for these kinds of things, you know, signal strength only applies to certain kinds of things. Latency measurements only apply to certain kinds of things. Errors and things along those lines are only apply to certain kinds of things. So there will be a set of things I think that's common that we can come up with. This is a list of types of data, well-known common types of data that if it applies to you, you should give it to us. And then I think we'll be looking for some sort of mechanism where you can say, well, my particular thing is highly specialized, and in addition to those things, I want to actually share this piece of information about utilization and piece of information about my particular special box and the kinds of things that it does. So we'll need some way to let people decide for themselves what data they want to include in addition to what we may decide is a set of common data. So that's all about the data set. Now our timeline. We'd really like to get to a point where we're actively sharing some data with some projects by the next GEC. That may be using some sort of early version of what we decide is a good set of data and a good format to share. Obviously, it's only going to be some projects, but we're really, at this point, looking for people that are really interested in sharing this kind of information and people that have, you know, want to get your input in on these decisions early to make it fit your needs. And we'd like to get that in place by GEC4. Generally speaking, the first 6 months we're going to spend mostly on defining this data set, this common operational data set that I've kind of thrown some ideas out about, and the common format, the best format for everybody to put their data in, or best format for it to end up in somehow. And then we'll spend the last 6 months working on those functions that I started out with, some emergency shutdown and the Genie-wide view of things. So, questions?
Actually, I guess this is probably more of a comment in that on your slide where you showed the general organization, one of the questions that came up earlier on is that since we're expecting to have a fairly long lifetime, data formats frequently change. Have you thought about how you fit into your architecture some support for having collected several, you know, terabytes worth of data in one format and then some more in a different format, and someone wants, for example, my experiment was running during the time you changed which format you were using, and I want data in a common format.
Doing mass changes.
You know, trying to translate a terabyte all at once is...
Yeah, I mean, it does seem to me like it's something that